This is program number LW2496. Well, it's been called one of the greatest masterpieces that Russia has ever produced. I'm talking about a novel. The title of it is Anna Karenina. Hi, this is Larry West. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but the fellow who wrote that novel wrote also one I think you have heard about. You heard of the novel War and Peace. Well, Count Leo Tolstoy wrote both of them. He was one of Russia's greatest writers of fiction. And he wasn't just a fellow who loved to write. Count Leo Tolstoy was considered one of the most important moral thinkers and social reformers of his day to his own people. And that was especially true in the latter half of his life. Maybe you'd like to hear a little bit about Anna Karenina today. Let me have a minute. In that novel, Tolstoy tells the powerful story of an unhappy woman and the terrible result of what she got herself into. Anna Karenina married a fella, and they had one son. When that little boy reached 8 years of age, Anna Karenina fell in love with another man. He was Count Vronsky, and as a result, she became, well, should I say, unfaithful to her own husband. And it crushed her. That's right, her. She went running to her husband, told him what she had done, and then she became deathly ill. Of course, her husband was ready and willing to forgive her, and it would seem that things would, you know, just readjust themselves and work out. But according to the story, Anna recovered and ended up leaving the country with her lover, Count Vronsky. Well, after a while, the novelty of their love affair wore off, just as it often happens, and she began to suffer. She missed her family, her own home. And it was Vronsky also who began to miss his old life. He began to miss his military career, the one he had left in order to follow her. Well, in the course of events, Anna secretly met her own son, who was, by the way, in his father's care. But the meeting only increased her despair, and she went from one disillusion to another. In the end, her life became unbearable, and Count Leo Tolstoy wrote into the story one of the saddest endings in Russian literature. Anna committed suicide. She threw herself under a train, and as if that weren't enough to make a sad story, he had Count Vronsky also filled with remorse, and he enlisted to fight the Turks, and then he himself finally went out and committed suicide. Now, there's a novel you can curl up with on a cold winter evening around a fireplace and end up shedding some tears over. Lots of those who have read it have done just that. Count Leo Tolstoy hit the jackpot with it. Countless reviewers hailed his book. They loved it. They loved the fatalistic, depressing, sad story. Why? Well, maybe one reason was because it was packed with truth. What happened to Anna Karenina and Count Vronsky is too often what happens to anyone who pulls the same thing. You know, all across this country of ours, there are husbands, there are wives who are turning their backs upon the ones who love them, on their families, and who are running off with some lover somewhere, thinking they have found paradise. But all of a sudden, the day comes when guilt raises its ugly head, and that's the unwelcome visitor that you end up having to live with. He's there when you eat, when you sleep, when you do anything, and you really can't get rid of him by trying to ignore him. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I don't want you to have that guilt. I'm bringing it up because I count myself as your friend. There's only one way you can get rid of the guilt, and that is, well, to use a Bible word, that is to repent. That means you've got to stop what you're doing and do everything you can, admitting that it is guilt, but then doing everything you can to make the wrong right. Then it's only Jesus, who is God's one and only second chance for you, who can actually remove the guilt. He's the one who cares for you more than is possible for anyone else to care. He loves you more than he loves his own life. That's why he gave it for you. Look up. To make a turnaround is tough, but it's Jesus Christ who can set you free. Anna Karenina ended up committing suicide. So did Count Vronsky. That was the sad ending. The ending of the novel of your life depends on you. You're the one who has the pen in your hand. I've written a pamphlet entitled, What is the Gospel? In it, we talk about how one gets forgiveness. What is the gospel? Write me for it. It's free. In care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.